Blackstone Publishing presents The Lady in the Coppergate Tower by Nancy Campbell Allen. This book is read by Elizabeth Nolden. For Karen and Julie, your resilience is a source of strength for me. How I love you both. The mysterious tower had no door to enter. Within were grand and beautiful apartments, brightly lit with garnets that shone like sunlight. Every curiosity was collected in this place. She was alone in this beautiful abode, where she had nothing to desire but companionship. Personnette by Mademoiselle de la Force, 1698. Prologue. Dr. Samuel McInnes lay on his back in his bed at Blackwell Manor, arms behind his head, and looked at the night sky. Rather than a traditional guest room, his accommodations were in the third floor observatory, complete with a domed glass ceiling. He preferred this room to other guest suites at the manor when he visited his good friend Miles Blake, Earl of Blackwell. While other rooms boasted luxury and comfortable amenities, the observatory offered an enormous view of the night sky, and since his time spent on a battlefield in India, when the night closed in, he wanted to see the stars. There were no stars out tonight, because a storm raged. Even that was comforting, though, because it mirrored how he felt inside of late. Since his return from India, he had achieved enormous professional success as a surgeon at the forefront of his field and as an inventor of transplant organs for the wounded or terminally ill, but his social life still remained on the back burner, where he'd tossed it upon coming home. He'd lost all desire for meaningless pursuits and attending balls and soirees only when his mother insisted. His current worries consisted of perfecting the heart clock he was crafting for Miles and caring for his patients. Miles was living on borrowed time, and Sam felt a sense of urgency about completing the device. Strange things were afoot at Blackwell Manor, most notably the continued sightings of Marie Blake, the ghost of Miles's sister. Her angry spirit, combined with an odd illness afflicting Miles's sister-in-law that had Sam baffled, created an unsafe environment for Miles. Sam closed his eyes, tired, but determined to enjoy the comfort of the observatory with its crackling fire that provided.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?